Our humanitarian colleague warned yet again that today, armed violence and human rights violations continue to harm civilians and people who are fleeing their homes in the eastern parts of South Kivu, North Kivu, and Ituri. On Monday, our humanitarian partners in South Kivu reported that clashes between armed groups in Fizi territory, which is about 250 kilometers south of the provincial capital, Bukavu. Those clashes killed six civilians and wounded more than a dozen others. More than 300 people fled impacted villages in that area. We and our partners are continuing to do everything possible to provide life-saving assistance to civilians in need, especially those who face hostilities and other challenges. To that end, OCHA welcomes the European Union's recent announcement that they will deliver 44 tons of emergency relief, including medicine, nutrition, supplies. This urgently needed assistance will help boost the response in both North Kivu and South Kivu. And in Chad, the International Organization for Migration and the International Humanitarian Partnership completed this week the expansion of a humanitarian hub located in Farshana, which is in eastern Chad, not far from the Adre crossing, which you know is a major crossing point for humanitarian assistance. IOM says this will enable as many as 220,000 more people impacted by the crisis in Sudan to receive help. The expanded operation and accommodation capacity of the hub will strengthen cross-border interagency humanitarian operations for Sudan. IOM said the expansion comes at a critical time as the humanitarian crisis continues to worsen, with the urgent need for food, shelter, healthcare, and protection at an all-time high. And in nearby in the Central African Republic, the peacekeeping mission there and our human rights colleagues issued today a report which documents violations taking place in the country. The report says that in two waves of attacks in October last year and January of this year, armed group, including one affiliated with the country's armed forces, committed grave human rights violations, mainly against Muslim communities, Sudanese refugees, and other asylum seekers. These attacks took place in the southeastern part of the country. At least 24 people were killed, some of them victims of summary execution, according to the report.